Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. It is Saturday, September 28th, and we are happy to have you here on the Real Estate Radio Show. Remember, we are broadcasting live on Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn, so join in if you can. And if you can't, you'll find the recording there throughout the week. So we're happy to have you here. My name is Larry Shackman. I am, of course, the real estate therapist here in Naperville, Illinois, serving the Chicagoland metro area. Our group, Lux Group at LPT Realty, pretty much services the entire Chicago metro area. So that includes all five collar counties and, of course, would include the city of Chicago as well and the great city of Naperville here and the western suburbs. So thanks for joining us. We have a lot to talk about today. Now, I think we're going to be joined by George McCleary. I'm not sure if George, I think he may have had something come up. So if he can't make it today, we will reschedule with George. However, George is the title theft expert. So what is a title theft expert? How can your title be stolen? Well, actually, it happens every day. And not only can your property be stolen through title theft, and it's really a nightmare to unwind that once that happens, but also if you're an investor and you have a vacant property and somebody moves into that property, and you don't find out about it for whatever reason, for however length of time, potentially they could take that property over and legally you will have to remove them through the court system. So that could be a nightmare too. Believe me, as the largest REO broker in Illinois throughout that entire foreclosure mess, we had a lot of squatter situations, not many that we had to take to court, but we did have several that we had to, you know, ask politely to leave or had to give them assistance leaving. And so, you know, it's a problem. If you're an investor, you know what I'm talking about. And if you're thinking about getting into real estate investing, whether that be single family homes, multifamily homes, whatever, this is something you definitely want to look into. So hopefully some point in the show, George will be joining us. If not, we will reschedule with him and see if we can get him back on the show. So let's just jump into this right now. As I said, I will be your host and real estate therapist for the next about 45 minutes here this Saturday, the 28th of September. As I said, I head a group of agents up at LPT Lux Group. And if you're looking for any help buying, selling, or investing, give us a call, 630-921-0611. You can find us all over the internet as well. And we're happy to help you with whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, whatever goal you're trying to accomplish in your real estate, either career or journey, if you're an investor or a home seller or a home buyer. So again, happy to have you guys with us. Last week, we had a great guest on. We had John Clopton on of Clopton Financial and Clopton Insurance. And John's insurance company primarily deals with investment properties and business insurance. And he is a large apartment holder here in the Chicagoland area. So John had a lot to say about what's going on in the investment community and how he thinks this whole thing with rates is going to roll out. And we had a great conversation. So we were happy to have John with us. Hey, a little house cleaning real quick. Remember to follow us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Just jump on, look for the Real Estate Radio Show, and that's where you're going to find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Now, we're, as I said, also, we always broadcast on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube every week. You can find us on YouTube at Larry Shackman. So thanks again for tuning in. And let's jump right into this because, you know, first, affordability matters, right? I mean, one of the big issues in real estate right now is affordability is tough. And why is affordability tough? It's tough because interest rates have been higher, although they're starting to go down now. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. So affordability is a big stumbling block for a lot of people trying to get into the real estate market, whether that's as a buyer or an investor. Rates can hinder that if they go up. And of course, prices have been spiking for a while. And they've still gone up, although there is some news on the horizon that might give people some good feeling about getting back into the market. But we'll see. You know, I mean, there's a lot going on right now, so there's a lot of things to consider. So I'm gonna put my binoculars on here so I could actually see what the stats I'm looking at, but. You know, some of the commentary throughout the week by a lot of people has been with rates. You know, the Fed dropped their rate. The interest rate, mortgage interest rates have been flat or going down for the last, you know, few weeks, whatever. Last week, it was pretty flat, nothing, kind of a nothing burger last week as far as mortgage interest rates go. And so that's something to keep an eye on. But yeah, people are going to be encouraged to get into the market or maybe encouraged to stay on the sideline based on rates. So let's get into this real quick. So right now, like I said, last week, rates were pretty much of a nothing burger, and they may have enhanced some homeowners to refi, but they didn't make a big enough move, I don't think, to get anybody to jump into the market, although rates aren't bad right now. The 30-year fixed rates at about 6.22 and the 15-year fixed rates at about 5.38%, while the FHA and VA is at about 5.38, about 5.40%. So not bad. Not bad. We're not looking at those crazy inflated rates that we had a while back. It's starting to flatten and even go down. So that's, you know, we can keep our fingers crossed and hope that encourages some people to jump back into the real estate market. Maybe some buyers that are sitting on the sidelines are going to jump back into the market. Maybe some sellers will think about putting their homes on the market now that move isn't going to be so expensive to make because of higher rates and prices that have gone through the roof in recent months. So here's an interesting statistic. So at the current average rate, you will pay a combined $613.77 monthly in principal and interest for every $100,000 you borrow. So for every $100,000 you borrow, based on the rates we currently have, you're going to pay about $613.77. Per $100,000 you borrow. So that's something to keep in mind. That's an additional $3.89 per $100,000 compared to last week. So not huge, but prices did inch up a little bit in the last week. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But right now, for every $100,000, you're paying about and a little under $614,000. So that's something to consider and maybe something to just keep in the back of your mind when you're thinking about getting into the real estate market right now. So home sales are down, right? We all know that. Home sales are, really, there's not a lot of momentum out there with home sales. So here's the thing, though. What we think is because of declining mortgage rates, and hopefully the inventory continues to pick up and more houses come on the market, we believe that that's going to bring more people into the market and might boost those home sales. So that is what the hope is in terms of stimulating demand, although demand isn't bad right now. There's a lot of buyers in the market right now, looking to buy, looking to invest, especially investors. The investor market is very active right now. There's just not a ton of inventory out there. So the annual sales pace of new single-family homes dropped 4.7%, while existing homes fell 4.2%. So new single family homes dropped 4.7%. Existing homes fell 4.2% in August. Now, here's the thing, though. Why are new home sales falling? So new builds, why are they falling? Because there's not a lot of building going on out there. It's extremely expensive to build a house right now and takes longer. To go through municipalities and get everything approved so you could actually start building. And it's just a tough process right now. So builders are not building as much as they used to. And actually they haven't built enough in the last decade, which is why we're down about 2.8 million homes on the market right now. If we were at a normal world right now in the real estate industry, we would have an additional 2.5 to 2.8 million homes on the market. So that's where a lot of the problem is in terms of home sales being down and in terms of just a slower moving market. So let's look at inventory now, because inventory is actually rising. And that's a good thing because it means that people are going to have more opportunities to find that dream home, to find that forever home, or find that first-time home buyer home to get you into the market and start your journey in home ownership. So inventory is rising. The inventory of new homes increased in August by $467,000, rising back to levels not seen since 2008. So that's a big deal because that's the other thing. In order to get sellers to come off the sidelines and put their house on the market and look for that new house, whether they're, moving down, whether they're moving up into a bigger house, whether you're, whatever it is, in order to get them back on the back in the game here, one of the things that's going to really, really matter, or I should say to get buyers back in the game here, we need sellers to put their house on the market, right? And that is a big deal. So inventory increasing 467,000, rising back to levels not seen since 2008 is a huge deal because that's going to give buyers more chance to get that home they're looking for. But also with more inventory, it gives sellers more of an opportunity to put their house back on the market because it gives them more inventory to actually, more choices to actually make that move. It's hard to make a move if there's nothing to buy, right? So we'll see what happens with that. But that is a really good indication. The total housing inventory at the end of August was 1.35 million units. That was up about 0.7% from July, which was at about 22.7%. So all looks good as far as inventory going up right now. And in some states like Florida, inventory is going through the roof. So the unsold inventory sits at about a, and remember, these stats that we're going over right now, these are national stats. We want to keep in mind that all real estate is local. All real estate is local. So it's important to keep that in mind, because these stats might make perfect sense to you where you're sitting, but somebody else may be listening that's in a super hot market where there's lots of inventory and properties flying off the market, high buyer demand. Every market is different. Every local market is different. Real estate is local. And we always want to keep that in mind when we're going over these stats. So yes, inventory is rising. It's back to levels last not seen since 2008. That's all great. Keep in mind, it is local. So as I was saying, total housing inventory at the end of August was 1.35 million units. That was up 0.7% from July, which was 22.7%, or 22.7% from 1 year ago. And 1 year ago, we had 1.1 million homes on the market. Now we have 1.35 million homes on the market. All good news as far as inventory goes. So our unsold inventory, as I stated, sits at about 4.2 months supply at the current sales pace. So that means we have 4.2 months of homes on the market to sell. That's up from 4.1 months in July and 3.3 months in August of 2023. So in August of 2023, 1 year ago, we had 3.3 months of inventory on the market. Right now, we are sitting at 4.2 months. So that's all good news. That's, you know, listen, we can't get to where we want to be until we're moving in the right direction. And for a long time, we were not moving in the right direction. Well, now we're moving in the right direction. So that's a good sign. And it's something we can only hope is going to continue. So inventory, good. Home sales down, inventory rising. That's a good thing. So let's talk about confidence now. So, you know, consumers driven by concerns about jobs and inflation, and we're going to get to that in a second too. The monthly conference board surveys consumer confidence, and in September, it's marking its most significant decline in over 3 years. Now, here's something I find a little surprising about that. Consumers are still out there spending. They're still out there making purchases and spending money, and probably too much money on their credit cards. But confidence is down among consumers. But let's just touch on inflation a little bit, because this all affects the real estate market. So let's talk about inflation. Inflation is at about 2.5% right now. So guys, we went from 9% a couple of years ago to 2.5% inflation. That's huge. Right? I mean, that's a big, big deal. So we're about 0.5% away from the Fed's target annual percentage rate when it comes to inflation, and that is 2%. Right now, we're at about 2.5%. We've come down from almost 9% just a couple of years ago. So that's a very big deal. So it kind of surprises me about consumer confidence, but the thing about consumer confidence is you know, when you go to the grocery store, prices are still high. So that is something that people are still feeling the pinch on. And hopefully that that is not the case for long and these prices start coming down. So let's talk about buyers a little bit, because you would think with rates now at about 6.2 for a 30-year fixed and about 5.4 for an FHA or VA, you would think buyers would be flooding the market, right? But they're not. I think one of the reasons buyers are not flooding the market right now is really simple. They're waiting. They're sitting on the sidelines. And listen, we're anticipating another Fed drop in December, possibly another 50 basis point drop or 0.5% drop again in the Fed rate. Will that happen? If it does, will it spur lower interest rates? Will interest rates continue to come down, anticipating that in the run-up to that? Who knows? All of this is speculation. And I think that's why buyers are kind of sitting on the sidelines right now in a lot of cases and in a lot of markets, where they are just kind of sitting back and looking at everything, taking everything in: Fed rate, interest rate, inventory, all the geopolitics going on right now, presidential election coming up. All kinds of weird things happen when we're in the midst of a political campaigns, particularly a presidential campaign. So, I think buyers are just sitting on the sidelines right now and just kind of waiting it out, for lack of a better way of putting it. And, you know, honestly, that's not always a good thing to do. Waiting out the market is normally, pretty much in any market, is going to lose you money. So when the time is right, you got to strike. Listen, 6.2% isn't bad. If interest rates go down, you can always refinance. So keep that in mind if you're out there thinking about getting into the market, but sitting on the sidelines. So guys, that's what's going on in a general sense in the real estate market right now. And but what I want to get into a little bit before we wrap it up today is affordability. Because affordability matters, right? So here's the thing about affordability. What's keeping a lot of buyers, or what has kept a lot of buyers out of the market and just on the sidelines, not purchasing that first home and starting their home buying journey, or not moving up to that forever home and selling that first home they got into to begin their journey, what's keeping them on the sidelines is affordability, and in some cases, inventory and lack of inventory. There's just not a lot of choices out there. But let's take a look at affordability now, because there's actually some good news on the horizon. So for the first time since June of 2020, the annual income needed to buy the median priced home has actually declined. So let me say that one more time. Since June of 2020, the annual income needed to buy the median priced home has declined. So as of August 2024, it takes a household income of about a little under $115,454 to afford the typical U.S. home. And that is down 1.4% year over year. This is fantastic news, because it hits right at that affordability issue, which is keeping a lot of people on the sidelines. So that is great news. Now, why has this happened? The reason this has happened is largely due to falling mortgage rates, obviously, and also you know, there's more inventory coming on the market. So when more inventory comes on the market, buyers have more choices. That also can tend to put downward pressure on pricing. So, but it's largely due to mortgage rates coming down and just making it more affordable. And I think that trend is going to continue. I think we're going to see mortgage rates continue to drop. So that's something that we definitely want to keep an eye on. Now, in the top 50 metro areas, many cities in Texas, Florida, California, and some other states saw flat or decreasing home values. So that is also lending to the reason why affordability is maybe getting a little better for home buyers and for sellers that want to move up. So that's the good news. Here's the, I'm not going to say not so good news because it's good news for sellers, but prices are still rising, guys. They're up 3% year over year. And frankly, depending on what you read and who you're listening to, they're up anywhere from 3 to 4.6% year over year to a median of $433,229. So that is, contradictory a little bit, but the reality of it is like I said earlier, we can't get to where we want to be if we're not moving in the right direction. So let's take a look at the top 10 cities in terms of movement towards better, more affordability. So the first one is Austin, Texas. So Austin, Texas, the median home price in Austin is $440,000. And Austin is going through kind of a tough time right now as far as the real estate market goes. But the median home in Austin is $440,000. The income needed to buy a $440,000 property based on current condition, rates, and everything else. And remember, this all depends on your own credit and your own individual situation and circumstance, but the income needed to buy a $440,000 house in Austin is, and now this is family income, $133,346. And that is down about 7.9% year over year. So that's a pretty good drop. Down 7.9% year over year in Austin. Now, San Antonio, another Texas town, the median home price is $304,000. The income needed to buy that median home in San Antonio, Texas is $91,926. That is down 7.1%. Again, a pretty significant drop year over year. Now, having said all of this, and we have 8 more to go here, none of these have decreased more than 8%. So what we want to take away from that is these aren't like fire sales, right? It's just the fact that it takes less money to buy those houses now than it did last year because of rates and because of the dynamics that we're dealing with right now in the real estate industry. So San Francisco, all right, here's a good one. So the median, check this out. The median home price in San Francisco is $1,450,000. $1,450,000. That's the median home price in San Francisco. The income needed to buy that property is $381,265. That has gone down 6.2% year over year. That is followed by Oakland, California. Oakland, the median priced home in Oakland is $900,000. The income needed to buy that home, $242,123. That's down 5.5%. In Fort Worth, Texas, the median home price is $353,000 with the income needed to purchase that home being $105,887, down 5.2%. In Nashville, Music City, Nashville average, the median home cost is $455,000, and the income needed to buy that home is $116,322, down 4.8%. So you're in a little better shape there if you're looking to get in the market as well in Nashville. Jacksonville, Florida. Now, we know Jacksonville is north in Florida, but Florida just got pummeled by Hurricane Helene. And they've been having a tough time in Florida anyway, as far as real estate goes. Inventory has just flooded the market there, and I think that's going to continue to happen. Marketing times have gone up in Florida, but let's take a look at Jacksonville. So Jacksonville, Florida, $365,000 is the median price for a home in Jacksonville. If you have an income of $98,570, you can buy that qualify for that $365,000 home. And that's down 4.4% over last year. Moving on to Atlanta. Atlanta, the median priced home is $395,000. And for that home, you would need a family income of $105,578 to qualify for that purchase, which is down 4% over last year. So that's a good sign in Atlanta, too. Let's see what's going on in Big D, Dallas, Texas. $425,000 is the median cost for a home in Dallas, Texas. $125,616 is what it will take for your family income to qualify to purchase that home, which is down 3.9%. And that's followed by Tampa, Florida, another town in Florida where the median home price is $380,000. The income to qualify for that home, the family income to qualify for that home purchase, $102,556. That's down 3.4%. You know what's crazy about this list? You remember, some of you listening probably remember way back when making $100,000 a year was like, wow, you've made it, right? Not the case anymore. So obviously, so it's just kind of funny juxtaposing that to how it was, you know, a while back. But yeah, $100,000 a year in income is not that magic watermark anymore. However, having said that, you know, you can still purchase a house right now in some areas with an family income of less than $100,000, like San Antonio, Texas, like Jacksonville, Florida, and in other areas for just about $100,000, like Fort Worth, Texas, and some other areas like Atlanta, Georgia, where the median price is $395,000. If you make somewhere around $107,000, if your family income is around $107,000, you can qualify for that home. So that is all good news. Affordability matters, guys. That's what's keeping a lot of people out of the market. And having said that, we are going to take a quick 30-second break, and we're going to come back and wrap it up.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio, sponsored in part by TrustedAgentUSA.com, the ultimate real estate matchmaker, saving you thousands. Now back to Larry, the real estate therapist.
All right, guys, we are back. I hope that was some good information in terms of affordability and how it's, you know, it looks like in at least those 10 markets we looked at, it looks like affordability is starting to kind of ease up, not be such a something that's going to stop people from getting into the real estate market, but what may actually spur them on to getting into the market because affordability is getting a little bit better. And like we mentioned, that's as a result of some downward pressure on home prices and also obviously interest rates going down. So homes are becoming more affordable. Let's hope that trend continues. And let's hope rates continue to go down, because that's going to bring more buyers into the market. That's going to get more homes on the market, because sellers are going to feel a little more confident going out there and looking for that next home. And so all of this kind of plays off of one another. Having said that, I hope you guys have a great weekend. We are just speeding, obviously, out of summer. Weather's changing here in Chicago Metro and in probably some of the areas you are. So you guys have a great weekend. We are going to see you next Saturday at 9 o'clock and for another episode of the Real Estate Radio Show. If you guys have any questions or topics that you'd like us to talk about, just text us at 630-921-0611, and we are happy to talk about all those subjects. You guys have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us on the Real Estate Radio Show. My name's Larry Shackman. I am the real estate therapist. And we will see you next Saturday.
Thanks for joining us on Real Estate Radio with your host, Larry Shackman, the real estate therapist and top producing broker. Now go to TrustedAgentUSA.com and save thousands when you sell, buy, or invest. Illinois license number 475-145-795. Tune in next week for the ultimate real estate radio experience.